Calgary-based mining company got a whole lot of attention following a recent mining announcement related to a property in central Newfoundland, but probably not the kind they were looking for. R-West Resources Corporation last week announced the acquisition of 23,600 hectares of land in central Newfoundland. They posted the news on Facebook, which prompted the usual response. When someone asked them if they were a First Nation stakeholder, they responded that Newfoundland is attractive because there isn't any Aboriginal issues. That prompted a quick response from John Nixidor, a member of the Con River Mi'kmaq Band. He speaks with VOCM's Linda Swain.
John, Nick, you recently tweeted out following a news release from a Calgary-based company that has just made an announcement on gold mining in central Newfoundland. What brought it to your attention?
It was brought to my attention by a Facebook friend who shared the screenshots initially, a member of the Halibut First Nation. I didn't think it was true. I had to kind of explore a bit further and look into it myself. And then I came across the post in question.
So what did it say?
From what I gather, I don't know exactly what the company's background is, because I didn't really want to spend more time than needed on their Facebook page after seeing the post, but it seemed that they either had the go-ahead or got the rights to do some work in Newfoundland with respect to, I guess, something to do with gold. And so I guess they were kind of excited about that. And then one of the comments on the post asked if there was, I guess, FN, which stood for First Nation Stakeholders, or if they were an FN organization. And then they asked for clarity on what that meant. When someone said First Nation, they replied back saying that it's a Canadian-owned company, and they were, I think they said something like Newfoundland was attractive because there were no Aboriginal issues, I think, or something to that extent.
So what does that mean to you?
So that's a great question. You know, I'm trying to figure it out myself. What do they mean by no Aboriginal issues here? Saying something like that is just, it's open to interpretation, and none of it is good. From my point of view, it's, I don't know if they mean there's no Aboriginal issues with respect to land claims issues, which, you know, one, of course, is absolutely wrong, but two, is that from a perspective of, there's a less chance that you'll have to work with Aboriginal people there, which again is unfounded and fairly racially charged, because, the question then asked, why would you prefer not to work with Aboriginal people? Or is it just they don't have to have the same, a number of Aboriginal people working on the team for them to get, the permits to work here? I'm not sure, but I can't find an Aboriginal issue that doesn't have some foundation in something racially charged. It's astounding that people feel comfortable enough to have, thoughts like this broadcast to the masses when speaking on behalf of a large company. It's ignorant to think that there's no racism in Canada. I think that, to think that way is somewhat immature, but the issue is when racism bleeds over into public corporations feeling like there's nothing wrong with what they're saying when they're saying something so obviously wrong, it's disheartening. I feel like our generation is coming further or getting further and further with respect to being more progressive and understanding of Indigenous issues and cultural sensitivity and Indigenous rights to self-determination, all through especially through the Truth and Reconciliation Committee call to action. I think there's a lot of good things happening, but then a story like this comes out and your eyes roll in the back of your head and you think, geez, we take a couple steps forward and then three steps back, because people for some reason feel comfortable sharing this, this rhetoric.
I understand the post has since been taken down.
Oh, I hope so. But, in this day and age, we always have the receipts. and just simply taking the post down is obviously nowhere near what needs to be done with respect to this situation.
That was Jean-Nic Jadour, a member of the Con River Mi'kmaq Band, speaking with VOCM's Linda Swain after a Calgary-based mining company got a whole lot of attention following a recent mining announcement related to a property here in central Newfoundland. When someone asked them if they were a First Nations stakeholder, they responded, "The Newfoundland is attractive because there isn't any Aboriginal issues," which prompted that quick response from Jadour.